The Poetry of the Moon and Stars, an introduction. The sun has descended below the far horizon. The inky blackness of night begins to envelop the land. Day has gone, and nocturnal times reveal themselves. But above the dark blanket, the moon, whether waxing or waning, stands sentry, and around it vast clouds and swirls of stars regiment themselves. We look up in awe and wonder, frail beneath their vista. Our gloried poets are on hand, though, to capture word and deed, emotion and feeling, friend and foe. Among the ranks of astounding talents are Keats, Byron, Wordsworth, Hardy, Poe, Shelley, Longfellow, and many more besides. Their descriptions capture what they see and feel, as perhaps only a poet can.
The Moon by Henry David Thoreau. Time wears her not. She doth his chariot guide. Mortality below her orb is placed. Raleigh. The full-orbed moon, with unchanged ray, mounts up the eastern sky. Not doomed to these short nights, for aye, but shining steadily. She does not wane, but my fortune, which her rays do not bless. My wayward path declineth soon, but she shines not the less. And if she faintly glimmers here, and paled is her light, yet alway, in her proper sphere, she's mistress of the night.
The Crescent Moon by Amy Lowell. Slipping softly through the sky, little horned happy moon, can you hear me up so high? Will you come down soon? On my nursery window sill, will you stay your steady flight, and then float away with me through the summer night? Brushing over tops of trees, playing hide-and-seek with stars, peeping up through shiny clouds at Jupiter or Mars. I shall fill my lap with roses gathered in the Milky Way, all to carry home to Mother. Oh, what will she say? Little rocking sailing moon, do you hear me shout, ahoy, just a little nearer moon, to please a little boy.
Moonscape by Alfred Lichtenstein. The yellow mother's eye burns up there. Everywhere night lies like a blue cloth. There is no question that I am sucking air. I am only a little picture book. Houses capture dreams of motley sleepers as though in nets in the windows. Autos creep like ladybugs up luminous streets.
The Moon's Massage by Radcliffe Hall. The moon looked in at the window and smiled as I wrote to you. She lay like a frail white maiden in shadowy folds of blue. Her bosom was bare and tender and slight, for she still was young, and down from her dainty shoulders a mantle of starlight hung. She wooed with a wanton ardour the winds till they lulled to sighs, and night was transformed with beauty for love of her limpid eyes. The soul of the cloudy darkness awakened beneath her beams. The sky swooned away with longing. The earth stirred in tender dreams. Alas, for the moon was cruel. Far colder than snow was she. Her heart was a burnt-out planet, her light but a fallacy. And she looked at my open letter and called from her couch on high, "Pray give my love to my sister, who is even more cold than I."
The Young May Moon by Thomas More. The young May moon is beaming, love. The glowworm's lamp is gleaming, love. How sweet to rove through mourner's grove when the drowsy world is dreaming, love. Then awake, the heavens look bright, my dear. 'Tis never too late for delight, my dear. And the best of all ways to lengthen our days is to steal a few hours from the night, my dear. Now all the world is sleeping, love, but the sage, his star watch keeping, love, and I, whose star more glorious far is the eye from that casement peeping, love. Then awake, till rise of sun, my dear, the sage's glass will shun, my dear, or in watching the flight of bodies of light, he might happen to take thee for one, my dear.
The Light of Stars by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The night is come, but not too soon, and sinking silently, all silently, the little moon drops down behind the sky. There is no light in earth or heaven but the cold light of stars, and the first watch of night is given to the red planet Mars. Is it the tender star of love, the star of love and dreams? Oh no, from that blue tent above a hero's armor gleams. And earnest thoughts within me rise when I behold afar, suspended in the evening skies, the shield of that red star. O star of strength, I see thee stand and smile upon my pain. Thou beckon'st with thy mailed hand, and I am strong again. Within my breast there is no light but the cold light of stars. I give the first watch of the night to the red planet Mars. The star of the unconquered will, he rises in my breast, serene and resolute and still, and calm and self-possessed. And thou too, whosoe'er thou art, that readest this brief psalm, as one by one thy hopes depart, be resolute and calm. Oh, fear not in a world like this, and thou shalt know ere long, know how sublime a thing it is to suffer and be strong.
Bright Star by John Keats. Bright star, would I were steadfast as thou art, not in lone splendour hung aloft the night, and watching with eternal lids apart, like nature's patient, sleepless eremite, the moving waters at their priest-like task of pure ablution round earth's human shores, or gazing on the new soft-fallen mask of snow upon the mountains and the moors. No, yet still steadfast, still unchangeable, pillowed upon my fair love's ripening breast, to feel forever its soft fall and swell, awake forever in a sweet unrest, still, still to hear her tender taken breath, and so live ever, or else swoon to death.
Moonlight, Summer Moonlight by Emily Jane Bronte. 'Tis moonlight, summer moonlight, all soft and still and fair. The solemn hour of midnight breathes sweet thoughts everywhere. But most where trees are sending their breezy boughs on high, or stooping lower lending a shelter from the sky. And there in those wild bowers a lovely form is laid. Green grass and dew-steeped flowers wave gently round her head.
Stars by Catherine Mansfield. Most merciful God, look kindly upon an impudent child who wants sitting on. This evening late I went to the door and then to the gate. There were more stars, more than I could have expected, even I. I was amazed, almighty, august. I was utterly dazed, omnipotent. Just in a word, I was floored, good God of hosts. Lord, that at this time of day they should still blaze away, that thou hadst not rejected, or at least circumspected, their white silver beauty. Was it spite? Was it duty?
Evening Star by Edgar Allan Poe. 'Twas noontide of summer and midtime of night, and stars in their orbits shone pale through the light of the brighter cold moon, mid planets her slaves, herself in the heavens, her beam on the waves. I gazed a while on her cold smile, too cold, too cold for me. There passed as a shroud, a fleecy cloud, and I turned away to thee, proud evening star, in thy glory afar, and dearer thy beam shall be. For joy to my heart is the proud part thou bearest in heaven at night, and more I admire thy distant fire than that colder, lowly light.
On Foot I Had to Cross the Solar System by Edith Sodergran. On foot I had to cross the solar system before I found the first thread of my red dress. I sense myself already, Somewhere in space hangs my heart, shaking in the void. From it stream sparks into other intemperate hearts.